We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. You're home for ultimate classic rock. Glad to have you aboard. Now, we're going to talk guns.
No.
New guns.
On the Gunsmith Show?
That's exactly what we're going to do, John.
You know? All right. Well, I can do that. I can do that.
I can build that. I can talk about guns like that.
Market that, all that kind of cool stuff.
New guns from Ruger. Now, this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
It is. And Tri-County Roofing is just a great Second Amendment supporter and good, good folks. That's the important part. Tim and Melinda at Tri-County Roofing, once you get to know them, you're going to be so happy. Get your roofs done by them.
He's such a hoot.
He is a character.
If you get talking to him... I mean, he was like rapid fire. It's like he saved up all his dad jokes and was like, half a dozen, seven of them.
He's a good Christian. Most of them are pretty clean, you know.
No, they were dad jokes for sure. They were super. I can't even remember what happened.
They're good. They're ones you could do AM radio. You know,
oh, sure.
Jokes, you know, so
no, they are such good people.
But he does good work. He's done great work for me over the years as a contractor. I hired him numerous times, and very glad I did. You can get a hold of him at 810-732-7740. Now, they've been in the roofing business for way over 50 years now. They started in 1971.
So hang on just a second. So that would be like 53 years.
53 years, yeah. That's way over 50 years.
Yes, it is.
That's way. Yeah. Way is, you know, we're not talking wheat protein here. We're talking way over. Mm-hmm. So he's good folks.
They specialize in the commercial roofs.
Yes, they specialize in the low pitch and the flat roofs, and they do an outstanding job. They are mule hide contractors, so if you ever had a good low pitch roof, you know you can't get by with that rolled roofing stuff. You need stuff like mule hide. Amazing products, and they're experts at it.
Here's the deal, too. They'll get up and they'll check things out. They do repairs and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, they sure do.
They'll nurse you. If you can get by with repairs, they'll let you know, and they can do that for you.
Yep.
If it's time for a new roof, they'll let you know. They're going to steer you right.
Yep.
But any kind of roofing, commercial roofing, they're the folks to call.
Yeah. So 810-732-7740. And I know my church is thankful. He's been doing the roofs on St. Robert's.
St. Robert's, exactly, yeah.
And we're concerned right now. We have one little spot where it has a little shingle repair needed. And I said, what are you going to do? And he says, well, we'll get up there and fix it before it gets worse. You know, wind damage, you know. And mm-hmm. He says, you know, we did that roof like 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Right, you know? Right.
So, but family's been around Flushing a long time. So we see that kind of stuff. You know, you don't realize how long it's been. And sometimes you get caught in that trap yourself. You don't realize how long it's been since you had your new roof put on.
Yep.
It ain't new anymore.
No. So, still feels new.
Yeah, it looks kind of good, but it's just not perfect. So get them out there, and you'll be happy you did. So, Dano, we got some really cool new guns to talk about. The whole rest of the show, we're going to be talking about new guns. And Ruger has done a lot in the past couple years. Ruger... You know, with COVID and all the problems that hit, we had companies that died and were resurrected with new ownership. One of them was the Marlin Firearm Company, one of my absolute favorite guns in lines of guns in the world in my whole life has been my Marlin Firearms. They are some of my prized pieces. And Ruger owns them now. Now, what I'm thankful for is they're American made and their quality is absolutely top notch. I wanted to see how it looked for a couple years here, and we've been able to look at these new guns and see that the quality, fit, and finish are just perfect. We've seen this with other companies before where we get new guns on the market and they're not that good yet. You know, it's like they should have perfected that before they put it on the market, but they didn't. Well, Ruger has done it. Ruger has come out with the Model 1894, which is their old lever action that shoots straight walled pistol cartridges. The 1894, I got my first one 40 years ago in 357 Magnum, and I absolutely love it. And they've come out with a new one that is so doggone pretty.
That's a handsome gun.
Oh, it's beautiful. Now, this is the 1894, what they're calling their Trapper series. It's got a medium-sized loop, so it's got the Ruger/Marlin medium-sized loop. It's not a big loop like the Rifleman, but it's a little bigger than a normal loop.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got a little bit of the Monte Carlo buttstock. It's stainless steel, iron sighted, drilled and tapped for scope, 357 Magnum or 38 Special, threaded barrel. I did say stainless steel, didn't I?
You did.
Beautiful. This thing is gorgeous. I'm very excited about this one. I personally absolutely love what you can do with a 357 Magnum. It is such a versatile round. It actually comes with the ace in the hole sight system, where it's a peep sight in the back, but you also have a rail, and you got good sights, and you got sling mounts. You got just a gorgeous gun. Recoil pad, which you don't really need, but boy, for a first-time shooter or for a young shooter, just outstanding. This 1894, these new ones, and now all the Marlins are up, the price-wise. I'm telling you right now, you go to the gun show, you're going to see these Marlins, even the older Marlins.
So they retain 13, the name?
14, yeah, they're Marlins. Yep, they are Marlins. They're just owned by Ruger.
Yep.
And all the old Marlins now are between $1,000 and $1,500 is like your average price. And used to be you could get them for, you know, $475, $550, somewhere right in there. Now, not so much. So this one, the list on this one is $1,499. Now, at $1,499, I'm hoping we can get them for about $1,250. Now, what's going on is Smith & Wesson came out with their beautiful lever action in 44 Magnum, and it's just caught the market by storm. And it's a nice-looking gun, but it ain't near as pretty as this one.
Mm-hmm.
That Smith & Wesson rifle is gorgeous, and I've talked about it numerous times on this show. But this one, it takes the cake. This 357 Magnum from Marlin, you're going to want to get out and check it out. And it'd just be a great deer hunting round. Plus, being threaded, you can throw a suppressor on it. It's a 1-in-16 twist, so it's going to shoot beautifully. 16-inch barrel. Overall, it's only 33 1/4 inches long. So a very comfortable gun to carry in the woods. And with the right round, a good hot 357 shooting at deer, you're going to have maybe 1,600 feet per second out of it, and you're going to hit them like a ton of bricks. With a good shot placement, you'll be good. So, I'm excited about it. That's just one of the new Rugers out. Ruger, there for a while, we used to laugh. Jake and I used to laugh and say, and new from Ruger this week, because they were literally coming out with new products almost every week. This has all happened since Bill Ruger passed away. New family management and stuff has just been kicking butt and taking names. So now to go from such a pretty rifle as that Ruger 1894, a Ruger Marlin 1894, to the Ruger ugly Betty rifle. It's exciting for me. I always like to see debuts of new guns come out in 10 millimeter. They did it. They call it the Pattern LC carbine. It is Ruger's 10 millimeter carbine little rifle. Very good home defense gun, and you can deer hunt with this thing too. You just have to modify the magazine. The Ruger 10 millimeter LC carbine it's not pretty. It looks a little bit Starship Trooper-ish.
It's kind of a tactical.
Practical tactical. Left side actuator. It takes Glock magazines. It's got flip-up sights like an AR-15. It's got a full Picatinny rail. It's got the Ruger buttstock with the adjustable cheek piece. It's got a good trigger on it, looks like. It's got like a striker trigger. It's basically like having a Glock rifle, but it's made by Ruger.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7.1 pounds. They actually sell it with an aftermarket magazine, 30-round magazine.
Every time you say Picatinny rail, I think of like a Charles Dickens title.
Yeah, I get it.
Charles Dickens, author.
Yeah, author. Yeah,
Picatinny.
Yeah. I've read like three Picatinny books in rail. My life. And I do word searches, so I am familiar. So now the bad news is,
if you laughed at that joke, raise your hand.
I have word.
Any
strength.
Charles Dickens fans out there? They're laughing right now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Picatinny. Yeah. So bad news is the MSRP on this little bugger is $1,049. So it might be the most expensive 10 millimeter in your gun case, but it would probably be a
lot
of fun.
Why is that? Why would 10 millimeters be so affordable? Why would that be the type of run? Why would it be?
A lot of 10 millimeters you can get on the market right now. You can buy T-Sauces. You can buy Rock Island Armory 1911 style.
So you got
guns.
People who are making.
There's a ton of people making 10 millimeters. Put it this way.
Very competitive.
Since I started on the radio, I have greatly increased the knowledge of people about 10 millimeters because I talk about them all the time.
Right.
I think I talk about them in my sleep because my wife seems to know a lot about them, which scares me. But anyways, 10 millimeters are a ton of fun to shoot. This past week, I put some videos on my Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show.
Yeah.
Jake actually put them on. He was filming me in slow motion shooting 10 millimeters. But we shot like 600 out. Rounds of 10 millimeter that night.
Yeah.
And another 600 rounds of 9 millimeter. And I got done and I'm like, gosh, there's a reason why I like shooting those 10s. It's just a thumper, you know. It's just a good feeling gun. And Jake says, I got to get some new gloves, you know, because they were
hard on your hands.
Yeah, hard on your hands. But that's, you know, he's a pencil pusher nowadays. So
pocket protector.
Yeah, just about. So get yours if you can. Get out and check them out at least. There's all kinds of these new carbines coming out. And whether you want an AR-15 style or one of these LC carbines, these are nice because the magazine slides right up through the grip and it takes Glock mags. So for deer hunting, you could actually deer hunt with this gun, Dan, and down here in the pistol area, in the straight-walled pistol cartridge.
Yep.
You got a 16-inch barrel, you got a threaded muzzle, and you got a good sight plane, and you can take a 10-round Glock magazine, modify it to shoot 8, and you're good to go.
There you go.
I think I'm going to start making those and just put them on the market because people need them. Yeah. All the plethora of people that are buying 10 millimeters now need those magazines.
Yeah.
And I might be your source. So
We'll keep you posted on that. We might have a new sponsor.
Yeah, there's more coming. There's more new guns to come. Next segment, we're talking about some new stuff from Kel-Tec and Bushmaster. So hang on tight. More of the Gunsmiths right in front of you.
Keep it right here. Gunsmith Show, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're back after this.